diversity.
It's the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats and yummy treats, and also events that are happening or not happening around town, and places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face? Or a familiar place, right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show, and I'm your host, DJ Medi. And we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, Coquitlam, Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have an amazing guest today, Monica. Monica, please introduce yourself.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me. My name is Monica Blihar, and I am the owner of Art World Expo and Monica's Art Boutique Studio and Gallery in North Vancouver. And I love art. That's my jam.
So. That is your jam and peanut butter and all that.
Absolutely. Sales is my peanut butter.
Sales is your peanut butter. Yummy. Okay, let's talk about how you got started with the very first Art World Expo.
Absolutely, yes. So we're on our 10th anniversary this year. So after a couple of years of not being able to do the event, we're super, super excited because, it's the 10th one. Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
Amazing.
I know. It's like, a lot of people don't make it to 10 years, so it's really exciting for us to get here. And we started it as actually as a fundraiser for the Haiti earthquake. So we pulled together about 60 artists who wanted to vend and show and sell, and we looked for venue, and I thought, what's that big ball thing down there and and in downtown Vancouver that's overlooking the water? That would be a great place to have an event. And we just like pulled it together, and we raised I think like several thousand dollars. I can't remember exactly. And we sent it all down to the earthquake. One of the artists came down and he had a whole organization. They were like helping, and and then I just got really hooked.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Okay. And the first few years you had an amazing musician come to perform at your event. Tell me about Biff Naked.
Yeah, that was so cool. She's so nice. We're trying to highlight like all kinds of different artists and performers, and we had like a hula hoop dancer one year, so like all kinds of different stuff, body painting, and then I started incorporating like musicians. So we reached out to her, and she was wonderful, and it was such an intimate I don't know if you've ever been to Science World at an event.
Yes.
So you know, like the stage, it's very small and like it's very cuddly kind of, and you have the performers and like everybody sort of in one area, and it was really, really awesome. She was really great.
Perfect. And we're gonna play I Love Myself Today.
I
love myself today. Do you love yourself today?
I totally love myself today.
Excellent.
For sure.
Right here on CJSF.
Doll in pieces, cause I took the fall for you. You don't chomp, you left me free falling like space junk, burning up in the atmosphere of life. Well, I sound like a philosopher, but I'm a fool, so I'm a rocker, cause I let you in my heart that one last time. So I had enough, made up my mind, I'm gonna get up. I'm cool, I'm calm, I'm gonna be okay, uh-huh, I love up in the big red truck, but you're out of luck this time. Well, that's tough, because I'm on fire, too hot to touch. In the chat room full of lovers on the line. Bunch that right up.
Awesome. Beth Naked with I Love Myself Today. Yeah. Hey, do you ever do karaoke, Monica?
No. It is on my bucket list of things I should do because I think I'm a good singer, but I don't know if I am.
I believe it. Okay. You got some stuff to show
you. I do. I do have some stuff to show you because I brought just a couple things from some of the artists that are going to be there and that are going to have their stuff there. And the first one I want to talk about is Carolyn Bruce Designs.
Yes.
She's amazing.
I bet.
She's so, so amazing. So you can see, yeah, she makes steampunk type big costume jewelry. Uh-huh. That's all one of a kind.
Wow.
This is one of her smallest pieces. Her big pieces are huge.
Okay. I know you can't see this on the people that are listening, but maybe just describe.
Yeah.
I see like a butterfly and a few different
pieces. So she's got like, she goes to a lot of like different stores. She's originally from New Zealand. So she travels all around and gets beads and she's been doing this for like 40 years crafting, right?
Wow.
And she recently got, like in the last 10 years, she got into jewelry. So she's got on here a dragonfly, she's got like a wing, and she's got little mini dragonflies. She's got an old watch on here too. And then there's different gemstones. And that's about it on this one.
Beautiful.
And then she also makes smaller things. So like not everyone's going to wear a giant necklace, right? So she's very smart as an artist because she makes things that are marketable for other people that they can support her. So she makes also these bookmarks.
Oh.
So really cool. This one's got like an owl and also like another gemstone on it. And it's like very antique-y kind of looking. And she has it beautifully packaged. She's really good at marketing her stuff. She's got smaller like a set of this is a butterfly with a set of earrings for spring. So she's got these like at $16 and $25 versus like the bigger pieces. This necklace is about $65, I think.
Right.
And then her bigger pieces run like $400, $500, $600
and
kind
she
of thing.
Was with you since the beginning?
She's been in the show pretty much since the very beginning, yes.
Wow.
So I'm super excited for her because she's stood the test of time too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So especially after the last few years, it's been really nice to have people like really stay strong in the arts industry, right?
Oh, fabulous. Okay, and what are those cards behind you there?
Oh, yes. So we have also this is art by Eddie. This is a local artist too. So there's
so cute.
Yeah, very cute. Like all these different kinds of artists will be there. This is Yelena Sparica, and she's got watercolor cards. So these was like a flamingo and a ice cream cone with a waffle cone, which is my favorite. So we'll have lots of different visual artists and also jewelry at the show and fashion and paintings and sculptures.
And talking about waffle cones, you have some food trucks.
Yes. We sure do. Yeah. We have, right now we have three food trucks. There might be four, but we definitely have three. So we have Polish food. Yes. And then we have fish and chips.
Yummy.
And we also have Mexican food. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about that.
And tell us about this new event, our new venue that you're going to have it at.
Yeah. So the Pipe Shop, we're going to move it from the Science World to the Pipe Shop. And the Pipe Shop is in North Vancouver's premier waterfront area where there's all the new developments. And they have a skating rink in the winter and like all open air markets in the summer. And yeah, it's going to be great. It's water view. It's so nice. So yeah, we're super excited.
Yes. And I noticed at the same area, they also have... it's the Vancouver Polish Festival?
Yes, they do.
Do you have Polish background?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I definitely do. Yeah, my family's from Wrocław in Poland. Uh-huh. And yes, I actually know Ursula who runs that event. Yeah, and I've been at that event before myself.
And someone requested that you speak a little Polish.
Oh, dzień dobry wszyscy. Jak się macie dzisiaj? Oh, mój kolega Adam, chyba on słyszy. Jak słyszysz, no to Adam powiedz dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
And, yes, we're going to play an artist here that played at that venue, Maria Halowska.
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 Aha. Aha. Okay.
Ты школу провожала и за руку держала и поправляла два смешных банта. А мне казалось просто все радужно и звездно, что ожидает впереди меня. Мама, не надо плакать, я прошу, не надо. Откуда эти слезы, ведь я рядом. Прости, что возражала, порой обижала, но поняла, что ты мой лучший друг. Я поняла, ты самый лучший друг.
And we're going to get to a break. We're going to listen to Wandering Rhythms because we play all kinds of music here at CJSF. We have an Asian Chinese show. We also have a Caribbean show. And we also have a show called Wandering Rhythms. And they play music from all around the world.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to 2.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Was Trent Otter and Adrian Soa, who also performed at the Vancouver Polish Festival, which happened at the Shipyards. And I guess it's happening again this year. It usually happens in September. So keep an eye out for that if you love pierogies. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you bake at all or cook?
I cook. Yes. I'm not a good baker. I will admit that. But I'm a very good cook, yes. And I do know how to make pierogies.
Yeah. How about cabbage rolls?
Yeah, I can do that. My specialty is borscht. It's the red beet soup. So when I was 12, my parents first took me to Poland.
Yes.
My dad. And my grandma, on his side, taught me how to make Polish beet soup. Yeah. And it is so good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really delicious.
Awesome.
Next time I come, I'll bring you some.
Awesome. Okay. All right. We're going to talk more about some of your, people. We have a mutual friend. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
Jenny Yen.
And, Jenny Yen!
Yes,
so I love Jenny Yen!
I want to know, how do you know her?
Well, she has a boutique, right?
Yes.
So, Two of Hearts Boutique, and we've been sort of cross-promoting and kind of helping each other do different events, and she's always so gracious with letting us use her space as for fashion shows or, like, small gatherings. Mm. She's just such a lovely person. I'm so happy you know her, too.
Yes, I went to elementary school with her.
Lovely. Oh, yay, Jenny Yen, Two of Hearts Boutique.
Yeah. Yay, 250. Yeah. So visit that. Do you know what's the address or where are they?
It is on West 4th.
West 4th, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the exact address.
That's okay, but yeah, Two Hearts Boutique, check it out.
Yeah.
And we're going to play this song called Jenny Says by The Wares.
She passes me a match.
listener's discretion is advised. Was Jenny Says by The Wares, and they're playing at the Fox Cabaret March 23rd at 9 p.m. with Kamikaze Nurse. And we'll probably play some Kamikaze Nurse later on in the show. Okay, so we're back with more Monica. And we were just talking about how Jenny Yen from Two Hearts, I know her from elementary school, and I was mentioning to Monica that Jenny was like drawing fashion back in elementary school, and you were also drawing.
Yes, I was. Yes. So I was very, very artistic and very creative in school, and my notebooks were always filled with drawings instead of notes from the... the lessons. Even in university, I still I was always doodling. One of my teachers, I think I had her for 2 years, and she did a book project. So we created our own books, and I still have these books from when I was a kid. And then I made books.
Yes, and you brought a book today.
I actually brought you three books.
Three books.
Okay. Well, this one was the first one. So my friend, she asked me to illustrate it. It's called Murray the Dragon. And so that was my first 2019, we published this. Mm-hmm. And so I did 21 full painting illustrations on this. Uh-huh. And because we're both educators, we both have backgrounds in education. Christina Peterson is a teacher. She was teaching at UBC and UVic and all that stuff. We turned this into an activity book. So this is good for kids. And then during 2022, I wrote and illustrated my own book. And it's called My Magical Gnome.
No.
And it's... yeah, it's very much inspired by my fairy tale history and my family and all the magical people in my life that told us legends and myths and kept it magical for me when I was young.
And do you have gnomes in your garden?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, because they're real.
That shows the little...
So I manufactured a toy from the book as well, and it's called My Magical Gnome. The main character in the book is Eddie, named after my sister, actually. She doesn't know. She does know now, but it's named after my sister, and the main character that goes with Eddie is my grandma, actually, my grandma Lucina Bapcha. So she's my grandma's in the book, and my sister's in the book, and a lot of the stories from when I was a kid are in the book, so
And we were going to say hi to your friend Adam.
My friend Adam, yes, that's what I said. I said hi in Polish. I said, hi, Adam, if you're listening, hey.
Yes, that's what she was saying.
Yeah, because he said he was going to listen. But,
yes, exactly. And back in the day, I actually took one of your art classes.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
And I
Oh, my God, you did not.
So you had a little art class, and you told us to meet you at Stanley Park.
Oh, my God.
On the beach. And you said, okay, draw that water and the mountain. And, you know, so that's what we did. And I don't really draw. I don't really paint.
But it's so amazing that you have that.
I do. I it's on my wall, and this is the only I did art that day.
That's amazing.
And, like I said, it just reminds me. And you had these sparkles there, so I'm like, I'm going to use these sparkles. You had all the supplies there for everyone.
We still teach classes. So we have a full-on art studio. We have eight teachers, and we're doing painting parties, kids classes, after school, pro D days, teen drop it. Like, we're I am so committed to keeping people creative. And like, look,
I know
this was years ago.
Years ago.
And you have this, and this means you feel good, right? And this is so important for us to teach this and to promote this, right?
Exactly. Like, it totally, like, calms me down. Like,
it's so good.
I don't have a beach view, but at least I have a painting of it.
But you do.
Yeah.
You created a beach view for yourself.
That's right.
In your mind.
In my mind.
It's magical, I tell you.
All right. Let's listen to that kamikaze nurse now. Here's Never Better on CJSF.